Welcome to Live, Behind the Veil, an atmosphere where men and women of God speak His word to this age and bring His kingdom to this earth. Do you have ears to hear and eyes to see what God is doing in this hour? Let us join our host and the family's conversation as the Holy Spirit is unfolding the word behind the veil.
Hi, podcasters. I'm Ron, your host, and today we're going to discuss what the joy of the Lord is and how, through our relationship with Him, He brings this joy into our lives.
There's a scripture that I've been thinking a lot about the last several months, and that was Christ's approach to the cross was all about the joy that was set before Him. And it seems like we're in the transition, and I firmly believe that we're in the transition of the joy of another day, which did not have much fulfillment. We struggled to have it. We tried our best and succeeded the best we could. And I think because of the level of maturity that God is bringing on the earth to His sons, we're reaching into that level. And we're going to see it explode.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I'm looking for a way to release the joy that is that same joy that the way Christ faced the cross, ultimate thing. He was so happy. No, He was so filled with joy, which is a whole different thing, because He was coming to the day of finality. He was coming to the end of what He had been sent to earth to do. Boy, we're there. I feel that the fulfillment of His parousia, the fulfillment of His kingdom coming forth on this earth, it's here. We are here. And the joy is abundant, and we tap into it.
What is the joy of the Lord? Does it have to be a funny thing? Do we have to be smiling all the time? Do we have to be jumping and wiggling our hands and being all excited? I think the joy of the Lord is a rest and a peace. It's a rest and a peace in knowing who He is, knowing Him and knowing that He is, knowing that He is the Lord. He's in control. He's the one that's the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. He's where my joy lies. And it's for that joy that's set before me that I endure the things that I go through every day, that we all go through in this whole earth, what this earth goes through. Because of the joy that is set before me, that is the Father, that is the Son, that's the Holy Spirit. That's the fullness of Him dwelling in me. That's where my joy lies. Yes, I can be laughing. Yes, I can be playing around and being funny and being all excited. And I have been. But right now, it's just a peace. There's a rest. And that is more of the joy of the Lord to me. The joy of the Lord is our strength. The joy of the Lord is our fullness. In His presence. In His presence is fullness of joy. In His presence is where I want to be continually, no matter what I'm doing.
You know, Deb, we're spirit, soul, and body. In a past age, the body and the soul was emphasized. But now we're coming into the day of spirit, and our spirit is coming into an ascendancy of those other two parts of our being. And we're learning that we're talking about the joy of the Lord. Our spirit can readily accept and receive that because God is a spirit and He talks directly to our spirit, not to our mind, not to our soul. He talks to our spirit and it filters down from there. What I'm trying to get at is I think what you're saying is 100% correct, but it must be an experience for us on every level.
Right.
It cannot be just our spirit that receives the joy, because I believe that scripture that says the joy of the Lord is your strength, it literally becomes our strength in our soul, in our emotions, and filters down to our physical body, where just like David, we can leap a wall, fight a troop. It wasn't just some poetic thing that he was saying. He literally experienced the strength, just like Samson. He experienced the strength of the Lord that filtered down through his spirit, through his soul, and manifested in his body. So I don't think the joy of the Lord is some happy feeling, some human little being happy. No, this is a whole new level of life.
Right.
But then all the attributes of God are huge. It's just the human mind that takes them like love and goes, oh yeah, I love you. No, no, no. You have no clue if you think that way. God's love is transformational. It'll transform your whole life and being. His joy is not some little, I'm happy, so I have the joy of the Lord. No, you haven't even touched it. The joy of the Lord will transform your being until you're able to do things that you've never been able to do before.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I believe it's the beginning of the open door of resurrection life, mm-hmm. where the reversal of the aging process, the deterioration process, which is caused by stress, that's peeled off of you, and instead you're being fed the joy of the Lord. It's a whole universe change, and we've, as humans, have not yet experienced that depth of God. We've seen little people have touched it as experimental experiences so that we know it's there. I mean, look at David or look at Samson that have touched it or God allowed them to touch it. But it's not to be an experience, it's to be a way of life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I think mm-hmm. we're entering into, which is so much beyond what we can imagine or think. We just don't have a clue what God wants to pour out on us and is pouring out on us. It's not like he's holding it back. It's just, it's unfolding now and we're reaching into it. And when we talk about it, we kind of get a little more excited about it. And then we go through our days and the satanic warfare hits us and we get unexcited about it. And then he has to pick us back up. And he goes, oh, do you remember what you were talking about yesterday? Well, son, that's real. Now I'm going to help you into it. You know, it's all him. It's all him doing it. You know, he tells us and we get excited and we reach in by faith, which is what he wants us to do. But we don't have the capacity yet to walk in it consistently and appropriate it consistently. But he's our Father and he's going to walk us step by step. But he's the creator.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't work this up no matter how excited we get, no matter how much revelation we receive. It's wonderful we receive that, but he's still the creator, and he's going to be the one that walks us through it and walk us through these open doors, which is very exciting.
True.
You look at what Christ went through. He says that he went to the cross for the joy set before him, and I don't think most people really understand the beatings that he took, how intense and how draining those are, and how can you have joy and go through that stuff? If it's a physical or a natural type joy, you ain't joyful no more. It just ain't going to happen. That whip hurts, but it gave him the strength that he needed to continue, to make it to the end, if you will. That joy, I really believe, I think it mentions this, is that he did it for us.
Yeah.
You know, that's one of the things you can never say that Jesus was selfish. You know, everything he did what he saw the Father doing. Well, what was the Father doing? He sent Jesus because he loved us.
Right.
You know, that was the whole purpose, so that we could have that connection with the Father again. And so I want to tap into that joy to where we see things, whatever comes at us. Will there be distractions? Probably, more than likely. So it's like you said, he's going to teach us. He is going to give us the opportunity to walk it through.
I like what you're saying, Alan, because if we look at what God's doing to us right now, well, we're more than being delivered from stress, anxiety. It's ending. And we're at that point, a lot of people are looking, well, how do I live a life without stress? How do I live a life without anxiety? We have all kinds of preconceived ideas, but the beautiful thing is we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a gift from God that he's pouring it out on us, sometimes a little bit at a time, and other times it may be a flood. It's what makes walking with God exciting, but beyond exciting, it's something of the Spirit. It's something in your spirit. It's a drive, and he's going to create a life without those things that have hindered us all this time. But we do know this. We know that it's ours. God has opened the door for us. He's taking us by the hand and leading us into this joy that's set before us.
Well, everyone, today we've tapped into the impartation of the Lord's joy. The very unfolding of this joy in our lives day by day brings a transformational experience which enables us to walk with him through this dying age and into his kingdom.
Experiencing the impartation of God's word through his family is life. Has this time in his presence blessed you? Then please subscribe to our podcast at livebehindtheveil.com. If you would like to contact the family with questions or topics that you would like discussed, you can email them to livingepistles@livebehindtheveil.com. Stay connected, tuned in, and grow with the family as the Lord unveils his word to us live behind the veil.